Welcome to Shara Bitochin, Part 10. Today we're going to move on to the fourth factor upon which Bitochin is based. So far we have that Hashem loves us. Secondly, He will constantly display and is reliable to act upon that love. Third of all, He's strong enough to always do whatever He wants to do. Nothing can stop Him from doing what's good for us. We now come to the fourth factor, which is as follows. V'harevi'is, the fourth one is, He knows the ways in which the interests of the one who trusts in Him can be served. He is never unaware of what is beneficial to Him inwardly or outwardly, and of what can improve his condition. Because if he does not know all of this, the soul of the one who trusts in him cannot be of ease. Remember, the definition of bitachin is menuchas nefesh abiteach, that the one who trusts should be calm, should be tranquil. If you don't know, if the one who you're trusting in does not always know what you need, so why should I trust in him? So in other words, what he's saying is, it's not enough to know that Hashem loves you. It's not enough to know that He's reliable. It's not enough to know that He's strong, but you also need to know that He always knows what's good for you. As the Pas Lechem, one of the Mefarshim on the Chayus Alavavus explains, now what does it mean He always has to know? So for example, he says a doctor. You can have an expert doctor who loves the patient, cares about the patient, is not lazy, will always display, always do the right thing. He's even strong enough, so to speak, to always manage to heal the person. But if the doctor doesn't know that you're sick, if he doesn't know that you need a refuah, if he doesn't know that you need a healing, why should I trust him? Hashem, not only is He always strong enough to give us that healing, He always knows when we need it. He always knows exactly what we need. And there's another diuk, there's another interesting word here that the Chovis HaLavavis uses, that Hashem knows what's good for us, banistar ubanire, inwardly or outwardly. What does that mean? So the Pas Lechem explains that sometimes things can be done to you which look very good outwardly, but inwardly they're not good. For example, he brings an example from Tanakh of Shaul HaMelech, that Shaul HaMelech promoted King David, David HaMelech, to become the general of the army. And that looked very good. Wow, it's an unbelievable promotion. But what was his real intention? His real intention was that he wanted David HaMelech to be killed. He felt threatened by David HaMelech. So in other words, outwardly it was a toivo, it was a good thing, but inwardly it wasn't. What we have to trust in Hashem is that not only He knows what's good for us outwardly, it looks good, but He knows what's really good for us, even inwardly. Kasha yiskabtzu loy boy daite b'soya loysav. But if he has all these qualities, knowledge of the ways to his well-being, v'yicholte b'hem, that's number four. V'yicholte b'hem, number three, ability to act on them. V'roi v'ashko chosoy alav, and he constantly watches us, he's constantly reliable. V'chem losoy alav, and he's empathetic and he loves us. So all those four things, once you have all those four, yechezak b'tchoynoy boy mibli sofek, one's trust in him will undoubtedly be strengthened. So now the Chovis HaLavavis has told us four things. That Hashem loves us, he's reliable, he's constantly showing us that love. Number three, he's strong, nothing can stop him. And number four, this is a very, very important point, that we need to know, sometimes we feel, especially in a situation where we find ourselves now, we feel very, very alone. Sometimes there are people who are probably sitting in their home alone right now and are thinking, who cares about me? And who even knows that I'm sad? Who even knows that I feel isolated? Who even knows that I feel anxious? And who even knows maybe that I feel sick? And the answer is Hashem knows. Because we're never in a situation where Hashem does not know that you need something. And furthermore, He knows how to fix it. He knows what you need and He knows how to give you what you need. And when we think about that, we'll have what he calls here menuchas nefesh abiteach. We'll be calm and we'll be tranquil and we can fully trust in him. Have a wonderful day.